from several reports that the Ministry of Women and Vulnerable Populations, which you direct, and I'm sure you put a lot of effort and a lot of strategy into the work you're doing, but there's the feeling that it's not sufficiently child-centered and that it's not, children are not at the core of your action. You do mention the multi-sectoral action plan that combines prevention and social action, law enforcement, and judicial intervention. But it really needs to be massive and scale up the number of trained professionals in every sector. This includes addressing the harmful practice of forced child marriage. How far are you on the implementation of Law 31945? Can you provide information on the prevention of child marriage in the vulnerable populations in several of your regions? You mentioned that you were increasing the budget for the protection of children. How about human resources, training professionals? I was actually in the room with my colleague Luis, I think he was there as well, in Bogota when the Peruvian government, and our chair, Ann Skelton, when the Peruvian government made its pledge. And I remember distinctly thinking, this sounds good, and you've set this target of 2030. 2030 is 5 years away. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done urgently for all the children every year until then that are suffering from various forms of violence in your country. I would like to get to a last point with regard to Peru's obligations under the optional protocol on the sale of children, child prostitution, and child pornography, OPSC. And I think the committee would welcome more information with regard to its previous recommendations and concluding observations, as well as an indication of the adoption by Peru of a comprehensive strategy that will cover all the areas of this optional protocol. And finally, with regard still to this optional protocol, are there any efforts legislative to enact a specific disposition that criminalizes the sale of children distinctly from other forms of trafficking? And that would be welcome news, of course, if you could provide us with an update on this. And with that, I go back to you, Chair.
Thank you very much.